Good morning. It is Thursday, April 4th. Here is what we are working on this morning. Seven people in Ontario have been fined for refusing transfers from a hospital to a long-term care home they didn't want to go to.
Hamilton police have now identified the man whose body was found at Pier 4 Park this week.
And The Matrix is returning with a new movie.
Good morning. Like we're returning to winter.
Yeah, very chilly out there.
So cold.
I know.
You know who isn't cold right now? Tim Bolin, because he's in Florida instead of here. That's why I'm here.
Okay.
But the man to blame is right there.
No. We don't do that on this show.
We don't.
Thank you very much.
Oh, on the weekend we blame Shelly and Steve all the time.
No. We do not blame Brian.
Thank you very much.
I apologize, Brian.
That's all right. I can tell you some good news. Good news. Let's start off with that right off the bat. Is that the special weather statements are gone.
Okay.
Yeah. So that means the storm is gone, which is good. But what we have still lingering with us, cloudy skies and some flurries, possibly some showers, because the temperature is on the chilly side. We're going to get a more northerly flow, and that's going to hold our temperature down. Well, we're at +1 right now. So it's chilly start to the morning, but we're only going to climb to 4 degrees today, which is way below seasonal. And again, today, not a lot of sun. Again, tomorrow, not a lot of sun. But thankfully for the weekend, we will get some sunshine. So we'll talk about that coming up. Now, we'll start with some traffic cameras. We'll start with our camera because we know that one's there. Here's the 403 in Waterdown Road. That's doing okay at the moment. And I'll just show you MTO traffic camera. I'll show you what's happening in St. Catharines. There's not a lot going on. Visual distraction off to the side on the other side. The volume is so light through here. There's not a lot going on. And basically, that's how the rest of the horseshoe looks at the moment. So we'll check weather and traffic coming up right now.
Thank you very much, Brian. Seven people in Ontario have been fined for refusing to transfer from a hospital to a long-term care home that they didn't choose. Simone Gavros joins us live from outside Hamilton General Hospital with more. Simone.
Hi, Adam. Well, the law that came into play in 2022 requires hospitals to charge patients $400 a day if they're ready to be discharged but refuse to go to a long-term care home that was picked for them. Now, Bill 7, also known as the More Beds, Better Care Act, could see patients move to homes up to 70 kilometers away or even 150 kilometers in northern Ontario regions. Now, the Minister of Health's office says that it was not aware of these seven cases before. A spokesperson says Ontario Health should have been reporting this information to the Ministry of Health, but that wasn't being done. It's not clear when each of these people were fined or if any of them are still being charged $400 a day. Now, critics of the bill aren't impressed with the government's explanation. Niagara Falls MPP Wayne Gates said in a press release yesterday, quote, Ford has to repeal Bill 7 before any more seniors in Ontario are hit with these fines and intimidation tactics. Now, this update comes after nearly 300 patients were moved to a long-term care home, not of their choosing, since September 2022. I've reached out to Ontario's Minister of Health and Minister of Long-Term Care for more comment on these cases, and we'll bring that to you throughout the morning. But for now, Annette, back to you.
Okay, thanks very much. Well, five hospitals in southwestern Ontario are going to be sending out letters to thousands of patients impacted by a cyber attack. Bluewater Health in Sarnia says information was stolen in a complex cyber attack last October. Electronic medical records were impacted at Bluewater Health, but not at four other hospitals that were hit. Chatham-Kent Health Alliance, Erie Shores and Hotel Du Grace Healthcare, and Windsor Regional Hospital. Some patient and employee information was published on the dark web. Letters are going to be mailed out to those who were whose information was affected starting on Monday.
New national data shows Canadians are waiting longer for surgeries and other procedures compared to 2019. The report from the Canadian Institute for Health Information examines wait times for hip and knee replacements, hip fracture repair, certain cancer surgeries, and radiation therapy. It found that wait times for those procedures vary widely across the country, For instance, only 49% of people got knee replacement surgery within the recommended time frame in Alberta, while that falls to 21% in PEI and jumps to 76% in Ontario. Likewise, 99% of Manitoba patients got radiation therapy on time, but that falls to 57% in Newfoundland and Labrador. The report shows patients in Ontario waited the shortest amount of time for nearly all the procedures.
Hamilton police have now identified the man whose body was found at Pier 4 Park this week. 50-year-old Jason Gallant was known to police. Emergency crews were called to the Bayfront area behind Leander Boat Club on Tuesday morning. Police believe the body was there for hours and that an incident had occurred sometime overnight. The cause of death has not been revealed, but the homicide unit says it is suspicious because of the injuries.
I'm not going to speak more to the injuries just because that is part of our holdback evidence in this investigation. Holdback being information that the people that were involved in what happened would know about. So only the people that are responsible for what happened would know the injuries in this case.
Police are trying to figure out what Gallant was doing in the days leading up to his death. An autopsy is set for today. A volunteer group of former police and current police for Hamilton says that they will no longer fundraise for the YWCA in Hamilton. The announcement comes after an honoree at the Women of Distinction Awards last month used her acceptance speech to criticize the service. The volunteer group Project First to Respond says several of their members were in the audience last night, and that evening, they say, left them feeling disheartened and unwelcome. In an email statement, the CEO of the YWCA says the organization is disappointed in the decision, adding that they do not censor or screen acceptance speeches. Well, the federal NDP was in Hamilton yesterday announcing a plan to increase taxes on the profits that grocery giants make. It comes as the Hamilton Food Bank, says it is serving a record number of people every month.
We know that things are tough in Hamilton. We're hearing from stories, we heard from the workers here, that the needs are higher than they've ever seen before. More than ever, people are needing to turn to a food bank.
And that food bank, Neighbor to Neighbor, says they've seen a nearly 40% jump in community need from the same time last year. Singh is proposing a new excess profit tax that would see grocery giants pay more in government tax on the profits they make above a certain threshold. That threshold has not been determined yet. NDP says the money would go towards upping the GST rebate, supporting the recent announcement on a national food program in schools and funding food banks. Singh was in studio speaking to our reporter, Emily Taylor. You can check out their full conversation on our website, chch.com.
All right, let's take a look at sports, and we'll start you off with a little hockey action. Leafs hosting the Lightning, and the Buds looking to catch up to the Florida Panthers in the standings. So this was kind of a big game for them, but it wasn't a good start.
Nikita Kucherov back up top to Hedman. There's the shot. Scores!
Victor Hedman scores and gives the Lightning the early lead, but with the Leafs on the power play late in the first, Austin Matthews buries his 63rd goal of the season. But then the Lightning strike again in the second. Nikita Kucherov finds Braden Point in front, and he undresses Joseph Woll, and the Lightning take a 2-1 lead. Then, midway through the second period, the Bolts go in on a 2-on-1, and Steven Stamkos, he keeps it all the way, and he snipes it past Joseph Woll. Tampa Bay would add another in the third and take this one 4-1. Matthews is now 7 goals away from 70, a total not reached since my favorite player as a kid, Tim Mussolini, scored 76 back in 92-93, the same year as Alexander McGillie did the exact same thing.
And McDermott, the main event to open the hockey game.
Both sides, Lazar went the other side as well.
Jimmy Vesey and Lazar Gaudreau has dropped them with Kevin Ball as well. Now it's 5-on-5.
I hope you like fisticuffs.
What is that?
Things got a little heated, to say the least, at Madison Square Gardens last night. The New York Rangers and New Jersey Devils started the game with a line brawl involving all 10 players on the ice off the opening faceoff. Rangers forward Matt Rempe took on New Jersey's Curtis McDermott in the main fight, and 8 of 10 players received game misconducts in the eventual 4-3 Rangers win. Wow. The Dallas Stars scored 4 goals in the second period en route to a 5-0 win over Connor McDavid and the Oilers in a major statement game. The Stars now sit second in the NHL. Quinn Hughes scored his 16th of the season and added his 70th assist as the Canucks squeezed past the Arizona Coyotes 2-1. He now has 86 points on the season as a defenseman. Not too shabby at all. And I know it's early, but the Toronto Blue Jays have had a little trouble hitting so far this season. They've been no-hit by the Rays, won last game with a 9th-inning homer, and then struggled again last night against Houston. And I mean struggled.
He did, but he was yelling at himself. This ball hit pretty well. Deep right center field. Back goes Kiermaier. It's gone! Yordan's first of the year!
You know who didn't struggle? That guy. Yordan Alvarez, who went 4 for 5 with 2 home runs. Houston scored at least a run in 5 straight innings, churning out 15 hits, 4 home runs, and Toronto, you ask, a measly double in the second inning was all they could muster. Jays lose big, 8-0. Here's a little basketball math for you. What happens when you add Caitlin Clark to the Final Four? The answer is women's ticket prices that are now more than twice the cost of the men's. Logistics, a company that analyzes such prices, says women's tickets have averaged more than $2,300 the past couple of days for the men's Final Four. That number's about a grand. Still with basketball, Anthony Edwards scored 28 points. Naz Reid added 23, and the Minnesota Timberwolves routed the shorthanded Toronto Raptors 133-85 on Wednesday night to move into a tie for first place in the Western Conference. Raptors, on the other hand, have lost 15 straight games, and the 48-point loss was the largest in franchise history. They will try again tomorrow night against the Bucks. It's not promising.
6:12 on the button on this Thursday morning, the 4th of April now. We'll start with traffic, and then we'll get to our forecast for the day today. Traffic doing fine all the way around the horseshoe. That's a camera I can show you because it is ours. And as you can see, the 403 and Waterdown Road is moving okay. Let's go right to our forecast because our other cameras don't seem to want to function this morning. So let's go to our temperature at the moment. Temperature is on the plus side, but just +1. Now, I know it's chilly, but that's still above seasonal for an overnight low to start the morning. So, all right, we'll take it. +1, relative humidity up there at 100%. There have been some fog patches around, but the sky is mostly cloudy at the moment. So for school today, we're going to have a mixing precipitation day. So we could get some flurries this morning, then some flurries and showers later on this afternoon, and a 4-degree high. So that's a cool day, way below seasonal. I mean, we still have the lows around us, but the bulk of the storm has moved away. We got about 13 millimeters of rain yesterday. Notice the blue on this map? That is snow flurry activity. Snowfall warnings in effect for eastern Ontario, but we're not going to get that. We're just going to get some flurries, and we're going to get a more northwesterly flow as the day goes on. So temperatures today, look how we'll struggle. 2, 4, 3 degrees. That's it. Cloudy skies again for the day today with that mixing precipitation. Tonight, it's actually flurries, +1 for Niagara, into the minus column, -2 and -3 for a lot of southwestern Ontario, 0 for Peel into Toronto. So a chilly overnight. And then tomorrow, we'll get a little bit better, but only just a little bit, 4, 5, and 6 degrees. And again, chance of some flurries in the morning and then some showers later in the day. Oh, don't worry. It does get better for the weekend, and we'll talk about that. Out the door this morning, it's mostly cloudy. The winds are light, thankfully. They've died off. It is on the plus side, but only just +1. And as I said, long-range forecast coming up. Annette.
All right, thank you very much, Brian. Let's bring in Emily. Good morning, Emily. What do you have coming up in chit-chat?
Hi, good morning. If you are a fan of The Matrix, #5 is set to come out. I know. How many years have gone by? The blue pill, red pill?
It's been a while.
It's been a long time.
Were you a Matrix fan?
I watched the first one.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. I like John Wick, not Matrix.
Yeah, I love John Wick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about John Wick.
So I'm really looking forward to chit-chat.
Yeah, it's going to be good. And we're also going to be talking about KISS and how they've created avatars of themselves, and they're still cashing in on touring.
All right.
Okay.
Cool. All right, coming up after the break, Amazon has announced another round of layoffs. Ticketmaster says they're doing better than ever. Business news next. Welcome back to Morning Live. Let's take a look at some business news. The Canadian dollar is up 13 basis points this morning. It is at 74.0 cents U.S. Gold is down $4.70, while crude lost 6 cents. It's at $85.30 a barrel. In midday, European trading markets are up in London, Frankfurt, and Paris.
In Asia, the markets were up today in Tokyo, but closed in Hong Kong and Shanghai. Checking North American markets, the TSX gained 37 points, the Dow was down 43, and the NASDAQ was up by 37 as well.
Amazon Web Services has laid off several hundred jobs among its tech, marketing, and sales staff. That includes some working in marketing and global services, the physical stores technology team, and the cloud computing arm. Over the past month, Amazon has laid off hundreds of staff across several divisions, including its Prime Video service, healthcare business, and Alexa Voice Assistant unit. It has been a tough year among tech companies, as more than 57,000 workers have been laid off across 229 firms so far this year.
The BC government is targeting so-called real estate profiteers with legislation to bring in a tax against flipping. The tax is aimed at speculators who use housing to turn a quick profit. A 20% charge on any income from the sale of property would only be applied to those who sell a home within the first year. The new tax was introduced in this year's provincial budget in BC, and it's set to start in 2025. Exemptions will exist in the case of separation, divorce, or death.
Ticketmaster owner Live Nation says 2023 brought all-time highs in both attendance and ticket sales. A filing with regulators shows attendance jumped 20% over the last year to a staggering 145 million people. Meanwhile, ticket sales for the top 100 tours of the year jumped from $4.77 billion in 2022 to $6.63 billion last year.
Well, a U.S. bank is launching a new way for businesses to advertise directly to people based on their spending habits. Chase Bank says a new division will bring 80 million customers targeted deals and discounts. Customers will have the option to activate the promotions on the Chase app or on the bank's website. Chase says they won't actually sell your data, though. Instead, they will use it to pick up the ads that customers see.
The nation's largest producer and distributor of fresh eggs is experiencing a bird flu outbreak. Calmaine Foods has temporarily stopped production at a facility in Texas. The state agriculture commissioner says the company has to depopulate 1.6 million laying hens and 337,000 pullets. Calmaine says it is working to secure production at other plants to minimize disruption to its customers. Officials say the current risk to the public is minimal. Bird flu has also been detected at a poultry facility in Michigan. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency lists 6 active outbreaks across the country, but none currently in this province.
U.S. Federal Communications Commission wants to bring back net neutrality rules. The FCC's chair says a vote on this will come at its open meeting on April 25th. The commission says the proposed move is about restoring a national standard in the U.S. for broadband reliability, security, and for consumer protection. Regulatory oversight of broadband internet was rescinded during Donald Trump's administration. If approved, Obama-era rules would return and prevent service providers from blocking or slowing down access to certain websites and online content.
Do you remember when you were a kid and you didn't even have the internet?
I remember that. I remember dial-up.
Yeah. Remember kids? Imagine kids not having internet today.
Yeah.
That'd be tough. All right, taking a break. Brian will be back with traffic and a look at the 7-day forecast. And it looks a little bit better than today.
Good morning and welcome back to Morning Live on this fourth morning of April. Temperatures, well, we're struggling. It is a cool start to the morning here, particularly Hamilton, plus one, two for Grimsby and Mississauga, three into Toronto so far today. Now, I know you think, okay, plus one, that's a cool start, but could be worse, as the saying goes. Look at the record overnight low, minus 10. Back in 1964. That's how we started the day. That's a record high for the day as well. Now, seasonal temperatures, 9 for the daytime high, minus 1 for the overnight low. And those are our sun times for the day today. And yeah, it looks like it could be another messy day. Not a lot of sunshine. Going into school this morning, by first bell, we should be about 3 degrees and we'll get some showers, some flurry activity. Temperature will climb to 4 and then dip to plus 1 by after school. So temperature will get cooler as the afternoon goes on. So a 4-degree high for the day today. There's that chance of flurries, some showers. Minus 2 tonight with a wind chill of minus 6. So it's going to be a colder start to the day tomorrow with chance of some flurries in the morning and then some showers later in sex. Finally, we get some sunshine for the weekend. 7 degrees Saturday, 11 degrees on Sunday. We'll get a little bit more cloud cover starting to roll in for Monday for the eclipse, and then we get some showers. But look at the temperatures get milder, 12 and then 14 by midweek next week. That's your forecast. Annette, Adam.
Thank you very much, Brian. One of the world's earliest books is expected to sell for more than $2.5 million at auction.
This is a really, really old book. It's called the Crosby Scullion Codex. It'll go under the hammer at Christie's Auction House in London in June. The Codex is 52 leaves or 104 pages, said to have been written down by a single person over 40 years at a monastery in Egypt. It's the earliest Christian liturgical book and was written on papyrus in Coptic. That's the language that replaced hieroglyphics. It likely dates back sometime between the middle of the 3rd and 4th centuries. The Codex is part of a much larger discovery made in the 1950s of biblical texts, Christian writings, and pagan writing. That's very old.
That is interesting, though.
Very cool. Wow. I wonder how fragile that paper is.
Oh, it probably just crumbles.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks very much. Stay with us. More to come after the break. Stay tuned. Every day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I did this yesterday, too. I'm sorry.